When the Indonesian capital Jakarta was hit by suicide bomb blasts earlier this month, it deeply shocked the nation. The attacks on two luxury hotels were the first terrorist attacks in Indonesia in almost 4 years. Most people thought such events were behind them. To air their feelings of frustration and anger, a large number of Indonesian young people jumped online. Rebecca Henschke has the story of their movement, Indonesia Unite.
We are not afraid. We are not a nation that can be tricked, raps the MC in this newly released Indonesian hip-hop track.
It's not about that the Indonesian people are frightened. It's the image that the international world is getting.
Panchi Pragowoksono, a popular entertainer, is the artist behind this track.
I thought that we shouldn't react the way they wanted us to react, because when they choose a bomb, their primary objective wasn't to kill people. They were trying to intimidate people. So my focus was on, hey, we shouldn't do what they expect us to do. They want us to be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid.
Today, his track, Indonesia Is Not Afraid, has become the theme song for Indonesia Unite, a movement of young, tech-savvy Indonesians who want to tell the world that they don't agree with terrorism. In the wake of the Jakarta hotel bombings, they flooded the social networking site Twitter with short messages and decorated their usernames with red and white, the colours of the Indonesian flag. Daniel Tumiwa was at the bomb site and was the first to post.
Someone used the word, let's unite, and then Indonesia unite, and then someone else added on to it, said, we are not afraid. And that's the word that actually snowballed.
As a result, Indonesia Unite became the number one topic worldwide on Twitter following the bomb blasts and remains in the top 10 today. Tumiwa says it shows the maturing use of online media in Indonesia.
What this media helped everyone to do is that they felt that I'm not alone. And if we do go to the streets even the next day, there'll be hundreds and thousands of people supporting me. And that's what empowered the people to quickly overcome their fear.
Most of the Indonesia Unite movement is based in Jakarta, a modern city where the majority practices a moderate form of Islam. But in some villages and Islamic boarding schools in rural Java, a different message is being taught. Nur Huda, in his teens, was a student at the notorious Islamic boarding school Nuruki and was roommates with one of the Bali bombers convicted after the first terrorist attack of 2002. He's now a Southeast Asian terrorism scholar. He says to effectively combat terrorism, young offenders must be brought into the mainstream.
Arresting them and lock them in jail won't stop their movement. History has demonstrated to us even killing the leader doesn't stop their ideology. What we need to do is, you know, to mainstream their ideology to join us. For instance, involve them in any social activities. Do not corner them all the time. And then try to understand their grievances as well. Understanding them doesn't mean we support them.
Indonesia has focused on weakening militant groups in the country by winning cooperation from captured terrorists and convincing people that this is not a war on Islam. Defence Minister Yuwono Sudarsono believes the key to stopping terrorism is to provide people with economic opportunities and hope.
The root cause is that these young people, who happen to be Muslims, have no hope in the future. They have nothing to lose. That's why they are easily attracted to this kind of visionary claims that they will become heroes in the eyes of their fellow Muslims.
And do you think you're winning that struggle at the moment, or is it still at a stage where it could go either way in Indonesia?
I think we have to increase the rate of successes. The key of foreign support is to provide only technical assistance, discrete technical assistance. It's much more legitimate in the eyes of the largely Muslim community, and it's much more effective in the long run, because we arrest them on the basis of our laws, not at the insistence of foreign powers.
Following the bombings, Australia issued a travel advisory cautioning its citizens about visiting neighbouring Indonesia. And the US continues to urge Americans to be careful while travelling in the country. Indonesian rap artist Panji says these travel warnings are a slap in the face.
Do you know that when the 911 tragedy happened, it was the biggest terrorist tragedy? But nobody made a travel warning to the US. But when it comes to us, and we need you, and we need the people around the world to come here. And I know you love Bandung. I know you love Yogyakarta. Yeah, lift the travel warning.
For the world, this is Rebecca Henschke in Jakarta.